surrender, release, and trust. Go with the flow. That's what this lesson is all about. Surrender for easy living. I know that may sound somewhat bordering on woo-woo maybe, but don't worry. You'll see that it's common sense to surrender a bit more. I want to reassure you here that what I discuss is always about changing in small steps, doing one thing differently and then another. Then the whole puzzle starts to become clearer. You don't have to force yourself to do everything at once in the right way and in the right order. It's not meant to be like that. This is more like a suggestion and an inspiration. In your normal day-to-day, you'll remember it and implement at that moment what you can and what fits. Or you might resonate very much with a particular aspect of it and make it an intention for yourself to work on, while, for example, journaling on how it is going for you. So see it that way. Oh, and one more thing. A misconception we all tend to have is that these acts of surrender, release, and trust mean that we would just do nothing, wait for our lives to unfold, and just hope for the best. The more you go on this intuition route, the more you realize this is far from how it really is. What we're working on here is to live in alignment with our true selves. We wish to connect to ourselves. We wish to live lives that fit us like a glove. While we can come a long way, of course, doing that with our thinking minds, most of us have forgotten that we cannot think up everything that fits us most. There are a gazillion ways in which our lives can go. We cannot possibly think up all the possible ways in which events can turn out for us. If we think out every detail, we automatically stop certain other things from happening that don't necessarily immediately make sense. That will result in us missing out on a lot of possibilities. So if we focus more on feeling, on our core being, and a more general direction, we might encounter things perfect for us that will lead to even more aligned events and so on. So keep that in mind as we'll continue with this lesson about surrender and easy living. So, how does surrendering work? An important aspect of letting intuition lead the way, living in the easy way in surrender mode, is to release your hold. I learned to hold on after my father left our family when I was 9, and even more when not much later, two important relationships also ended. I held on to people, to situations, to things, anything to make sure nothing would change again. And after my father died 25 years later, my initial reaction was to tighten my hold onto what I had still, with enormous effort. And it became very clear then that holding on makes everything stagnant and unmoving. The flow of life, of your body, of spirit, of energy, it all kinds of stops then. I felt, for lack of a better word, rigid on the inside. Nothing happened unless I made it so. Life doesn't feel natural and easy and good when that happens. Well, I probably don't need to tell you that, as we all go through these things and likely notice that stagnation that happens when we cling on to something, trying to keep everything as it is. When you release, it feels like letting a huge breath out after you've been holding your breath for too long without noticing it. It feels like beautiful, fresh light streaming right into your living room after having kept the heavy curtains drawn for a week. When you release, let go, and trust, everything will feel natural and easy again. You don't have to control everything. Just let go and trust. Something very close to releasing your hold is to don't put your focus on the precise outcome of something. We will learn every time a little bit more as we go through the program together that clinging on to anything specific will block good solutions and outcomes to come into your life. Don't be attached to how things should look for you in your life or in your job, for example, or in a partner. When you put your intention to something, make sure to really think about what it is that you really want. Do you want to live in a house with a garden? Or is it just that you would want a lot of green around you? Do you want a 5,000 euro income? Or do you really long for something else you could do with that money? Make a trip? Have enough to spare for your extensive hobby? Maybe you want to feel less scared about being able to pay the monthly bills. Do you see the difference there? The perfect house for you might pass you by if you focus on that garden instead of on the feeling you get when you are surrounded by green and nature. This is something we'll practice in some fun exercises in Module 6, ACT. So just to be very clear, surrendering to what is best and releasing your hold can also mean this. We can let go of what we've been taught about what it is that we need. In school, university, sports teams, parents maybe. That we can achieve everything and anything, whatever we want, we can do and get it. Often the most important external influence depicting in us how we should be, what we should be, what we should do, etc. That is ourselves. In my own case, very much so. Saying to us, I can do anything, you know you can force it into being. But to go the soft way, the road of the least resistance, you will follow what is put in front of you instead of forcing it. You will start to trust that those things are for you in your best interest, even if your mind can't make logical sense of it and therefore wishes us to ignore it. An example of following the soft way could be that you today, you receive a nudge to go for a walk. You meet a certain person. They introduce you to a man who much later on becomes your partner with whom you'll have children, or someone who gives you your biggest client when you want to start out on your own, or fill in the blank, anything else. But you see how you cannot orchestrate and foresee every possible outcome of everything. Manipulating the outcome is very much possible. I did it for years. This is how it worked for me back then. I said to myself so many times over, I can do and become anything I want. And it was true. I made it so. I became a judge. But it brought me endless miles away from my true self. And if I am correct here, you most likely have a similar story from your 20s or 30s. These ages in our lives are really meant for striving and achieving. At a later point in our late 20s and 30s, different for everyone, this changes. You want to live your life much closer to who you really are. Your need to be great at everything gradually makes place for a longing to stay closer to what you can do, to what fits you, what talents you have, and perfect it. Work on it and give it to others too.
Something very similar, equally important for living in alignment with yourself and always knowing where you are and where you're going, is trust. I already mentioned this a bit. In praying or wishing or setting intentions, however you call it, it is so very important to trust that the good stuff will come your way and that everything that comes that isn't directly wonderful offers a chance for you to grow. A good intention you can say or write while journaling is, I know I will be shown the steps that are in my highest good. I will recognize steps and clues when they're shown to me. I am open and willing to see coincidences as they're intended. Trust is something we're not really used to having a lot of anymore. But it's incredibly important if we want to live true to who we are at the core. Trust starts with the investigation to see if you are really free to be who you are. And in very close connection is our self-love, because if we don't have true self-love, we can't trust ourselves either. Are you free from external influences so you can truly trust what is within you? Module 3 is dedicated to all these aspects of trust in more detail. Don't let your thinking mind take the lead as much anymore, and give more room for your intuition to guide you. We already talked a bit about the difference between the voice of the thinking mind and the voice of the intuition. It is our thinking mind's job to make sure that we're safe, and safe in its eyes is just everything completely the way things are right now. So it wants us to remain just right here, where we are now, and don't do anything differently. No change. And the funny thing is, even if that change might very well be for the better, our thinking mind still most of the time wants us to remain stationary, not moving. If we follow our intuition more, it doesn't mean we won't think about it anymore. But you'll notice that the more you get used to listening to your intuition, the more you'll see good things will come of it, the more you will trust that what it guides you towards can only be good. It can be small, seemingly insignificant things your intuition steers you towards. These can turn out a catalyst for huge change, but they don't really have to be. What we're learning here as well is that the small things matter. So if your intuition steers you in a certain direction today, it might just be that it brings you a laugh, because you need a cheering up. And all those small synchronicities add up to a feeling of ease and trust. Everything added up together in that way, you'll be on your true path every day. But coming back to that question we all struggle with so much, how can you tell what it is you're hearing or feeling or seeing? Is it the ego or the higher self? Is it the thinking mind or the intuition? Let's make this clearer with an example of the voice of the thinking mind and the voice of the intuition. And what we can do to choose the guidance of the intuition a bit more often. Let's say our intuition lets us know something. And for example, gives us a feeling that we like something very much. Let's say painting. Then a very soft, gentle voice, quite difficult to distinguish over all the other noise, suggests in a completely non-judgmental, respectful manner that we may want to pursue this further. Our thinking mind is very quick and clear and loud to let us know in a negative, maybe even judgmental, and often fear-based or anger-based voice, that isn't real. It's just a fantasy. Or, you're not worth it. Who would be interested in something from you? And this one, you couldn't do that.
if your life depended on it. And my own personal all-time favorite, you're just imagining that you heard it. There's nothing really there. So when you hear this inside your mind, one way to respond to it is to respectfully think to yourself, I know I'm only trying to protect myself, but now I do want to venture out the protective environment of how things are right now. Let me think of one thing I could do to investigate this. If this prompt I got from my intuition might actually work. Another thing you could say to yourself is, I would like to feel more, and you insert a feeling, and that's why I am going to follow up on what my intuition told me. These emotions or feelings you would like to experience could be excited or bubbly or proud, anticipating, sparkling, happy, no anxiety anymore about this or that. So go to the resources area in this lesson, print out the exercise and journal on this process. So the bottom line of this lesson is, let go of specific outcomes. Surrender to what must come your way. Pay attention to clues and prompts and guidance. It's easy living that way. So in the next lesson, we'll talk about why this journey is all about you and what that means. And it's different than you think. I'll see you there.